Hi, and welcome to Finding Your Way Through Therapy. I'm your host, Steve Beeson. The goal of this podcast is to demystify therapy, what can happen in therapy, and the wide array of conversations you can have in therapy. I also talk to guests about therapy, their experience with therapy, and how psychology is present in many places in their lives. I also share personal stories. So please join me on this journey about therapy. Hi, and welcome to episode 92 of Finding Your Way Through Therapy. I am Steve Beeson. This is the first time I'm going to actually record an episode that I do on my own. And you can go check it out on YouTube. I will put it in a supplemental episode because I don't think it merits an own episode. The interviews do. But if you wanted to see how it looks like, you can see me fumble through all my stuff. Thank God my editor fixes a lot of stuff. So hopefully you'll see me. This is exactly how it goes. I find these actually much harder. You heard me hesitate again. I find that in the interviews, I don't have to hesitate. I can just interact when I'm on my own. It's a little harder. So I know this is going to be episode 92. So for those of you who are not on YouTube, we're going to still do the same thing. It's the review of season 7 and can't wait to start season 8. I'm setting up a lot of great plans, including episode 100. And I'm really working hard as to what I'm going to do. I'm not going to quite reveal it now, but I'm definitely working on something big. So hopefully you can join me then. But let's, before we go to season 8, let's finish season 7, right? So season 7 started off with Jake Nichols and Pat Rice. And yes, I have to look at it because I don't remember everything. So for those of you again on YouTube, you will see that. For those of you who are listening to the podcast, then you'll figure it out what to go check out their YouTube. But yes, Jake Nichols and Pat Rice, great guests. We talked about Unfit for Recovery, and I thought that was a great interview. I think that Jake is a very interesting guy. Obviously, Pat has been on for many, many times, so always enjoy Pat. Episode 83 was my personal business coach, Amy Toomer. And Amy is just an amazing guest. I love working with her personally, but also the interview was amazing because she really talked about her mom boss stuff, talked about different things that she really works on, including her coaching, her therapy, and her family, and how important it is to have breaks and take care of herself as well as being with her family. So really loved that. And I'm going to skip episode 84 because 84, 87, and 90 were all about me. Yes, I wanted to explain a little bit of my history in mental health. And what I mean by that is how I got here, how I evolved to the work I do now. And I really hope you go back and listen because you can see the evolution as to where I went from working Prader-Willi. And the time I left off, I think we're still working on the community justice programs that I was working on. So there's going to be other episodes about me. Yes, it's my podcast. I get to do whatever I want. So that's the great thing. Episode 85 was with Brad Cohen. Brad is someone who lost his daughter to a murder-suicide and talks about that. More importantly, he really talked about how things go in jails and particularly the prisons in Massachusetts. And he talked about going up the ranks, how to treat employees, and how it's got to start from the top in order to make change in regards to how we treat employees and things like that. So really enjoyed my conversation with Brad. You can go back and listen to that. Episode 86 was with Neetha Bhushan. Neetha was an amazing guest. She talked about her book, That Sucks, Now What? And talks about different things in regards to being resilient, working on those things, and making sure that you put yourself first. And she talked about her difficulties going from being a dentist, essentially, and hard relationships to the person she is today, where she's doing a lot of speaking. You can go to her YouTube channel. She also does, obviously, she's an author, and she's really, really an interesting person to listen. I really enjoy that interview. Then on episode 88, it was Stephanie Simpson, Courtney Romanowski, and Mooney or Morgan Beard, depending on how you know her. And we had a great conversation about expressive therapy. And they taught me, both, all three of them taught me that I'm doing expressive therapy as we speak, because I think hopefully people listen to this, get a little inspired. And that's an expressive therapy. And we obviously talked about the meaning of it, how it impacted their own lives, and how they still use it to this day. So it was a really good conversation. Please go back and listen to that. Then we had episode 89, which was amazing because I finally got a firefighter to come on, Eric Knox. And he talked with, you know, regular guests, Jay Ball, Caitlin Deehy, And we talked about the particular challenges that a firefighter goes through, as well as the difficulties that of scheduling, how they work on different things than police, and how, you know, they actually don't fight fires as much as they used to. So please go listen to that. Prevention is a great thing, but go listen to it. I think that's going to be important. I don't want to say too much. I think that then we had on episode 91, we had Mark Scholes. Mark is someone who wrote a book and talked about different types of attachment style, how to change them, how to work on them. He has a great book. You can go check it out. And I will put it in the show notes for that episode. So you go ahead and check that out. I'll try to put it in the show notes for this episode. But he talks about the discomfort of choice and how the like attachment styles may change, but it's a lot of work and where they come from and originate from. So that's the review of the year. Hopefully you like the fact that I did this on video. For those on YouTube, go check it out. For those who are on the podcast, I think it's worth it. But yes, the episodes that are coming up, the most downloaded episode, I typically don't know who that's going to be by the time I record this, because I really want to wait at the last minute to make sure it's the most downloaded episode. And then you're going to have my favorite episode, which I haven't chosen yet, because it is really hard to choose all great interviews this season, as usual, really. So I will try to find one, but I hope you come back for those episodes. Looking forward to season 8. If you want to hear anything in particular in season 8, leave me a note. If you're on the YouTube channel, do that. If not, write to me. Go direct message me on my Instagram, Facebook. You can email me. That's on my website. You can go directly through my website. But I'm hoping that you do that. So I hope you enjoyed this review. And I will see you for episode 93 of the most downloaded episode. Please like, subscribe, or follow this podcast on your favorite platform. A glowing review is always helpful. And as a reminder, this podcast is for information, educational, and entertainment purposes. If you are struggling with a mental health or substance abuse issue, please reach out to a professional counselor or therapist for consultation.